Tuesday, August 30th, 2022. Going heavy. Heavy day at a high heart rate for sure. It is one of the linchpin tests. Linchpin test number 7. We also have it as a two-person team version if you're so interested. Test 7's no joke. It's a 205-pound barbell for men, 145-pound barbell for women. It is 4 rounds for time of 4 power cleans, 4 front squats, and then 4 shoulder to overhead. Wow, it certainly does not need to be unbroken by most of us normal, mortal human beings, but it's going to be a significant challenge. Explosive hip opening, going below parallel, and then on a midline and legs that are fatigued, getting that barbell overhead. Last time we did this was on May 24th, 2021. Want to go back into the BTWB app, check your times, should you have modified it in some way, shape, or form. As I always say, using the notes feature on the BTWB app is fantastic. We've got videos showing all the movements today. Whew, super fitness robot time, 6 minutes or less on this. Talk about, this must be a wheelhouse workout for you if you're getting that time. More likely, for us regular humans, 10 minutes and 30 seconds-ish or less. The wild card option is precisely the same as the workout of the day, but we knock down the loading. 185 pounds for men, 135 for women. And when it comes down to scaling or not, something like the power cleans, no need to do them touch and go. Quick singles is probably a great way to do it. Once you get that barbell in the front rack, you're probably going to want to be able to do those 4 front squats unbroken every time without breaking them up. Plenty of people may then drop the barbell, take a rest, get it back on the front rack again to hit those shoulders to overhead, and they'll probably want to do them unbroken if lowering that weight back down to your chest feels okay. Front rack, I mean. If not, absolutely drop it. But point being, this workout shouldn't be just a huge number of singles for you. You know, those sets of 4 will probably be something that you'll attack each time with some breaks between them. That wild card option at the 185-135, is going to be plenty spicy for sure. And then the scaled option, still the same as the workout of the day, and that shoulder to overhead can be push press, push jerk, split jerk, whatever you so desire. Scaled option has 135 in the barbell for men and 95 for women. And I'm here to tell you, that's still really challenging. So if you're looking at the scaled option, you're like, that's the scaled option? I wish it was less than that. You are always authorized to make the best decision for you. So if scaling it down more to, for gentlemen anyway, 115 makes sense, 75 for women, 95 for men, 65 for women, absolutely do that. Make it appropriately challenging for you. That's the key phrase. And scaling is cool. We're all about it here at Linchpin. Limited equipment option. 4 rounds for time, 12 dumbbell power cleans, 12 dumbbell front squats, 12 dumbbell shoulder to overhead. Pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Video showing all of those movements there. For the limited equipment crew, 7 minutes and 15 seconds or less for the super fitness robot. More likely, 12 minutes and 15 seconds or less. No equipment workout. 5 rounds for time, 21 jumping air squats. It's just a regular air squat that you jump 1 or 2 inches off the ground at the top. 15 glute bridges, same movement you would do with a barbell but with no weight, and 9 handstand push-ups, or 20 regular push-ups per round. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Dumbbell front rack lunge, you're going to do 3 sets of 10 to 20 meters per lunge. You choose the loading. And then Turkish, well, this other one has 3 choices. You would pick just one if you are doing the optional accessory work. Either Turkish get-ups, we've got the rounds and reps listed there, also with the video. Or dumbbell raises, front, side, and bent over. Video showing that movement there as well. Reps and sets noted. Or your final choice, again, you're not doing all of this, you just pick one. The Bella Complex by Rogue. And one complete Bella Complex is doing a clean, a shoulder to overhead, a front squat, and then one more shoulder to overhead. That's considered one complete Bella Complex. And if you're doing that, you would do 2 to 3 Bella Complexes, resting 3 to 4 minutes between each, and you pick the loading on that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, foam roller for the back and lats, and the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. All of those have videos. Hope you enjoyed that heavy day at a high heart rate. I will see you back here tomorrow, and I'll tell you, there's not a barbell in sight.